This is Leonard Nimoy. One of the delights of radio is the element of surprise. You can't see what's coming. You hear things. My voice, that approaching train, music. And added together, they create a picture in your mind. Your picture, painted by you, filled with the people and the objects you've created out of the bits and pieces we've given you. You've stood at that crossing and watched that train pass, or you've seen it in motion pictures or television. But what happened just then happened only to you. Each one of you listening pictured a different train at a different crossing. Our story brings you more of those pictures. Listen to this.
Okay, Suzanne, this is it. Your big chance to become a star reporter. Now, this is the way it is. We got this crazed bunch of people who call themselves the Committee for the Preservation of Rodino's Masterpieces, on one hand. And on the other hand, we got this equally crazed bunch, in my opinion, from the Office of Public Safety, which means Commissioner Tugmore, who says that Rodino's works are just mounds of junk, public hazard, and have to be torn down before they fall over on somebody. Now, the committee, in a supreme effort, has arranged for something they're calling a stress test. If the so-called masterpieces...
Have you ever seen these masterpieces, Lou?
I've driven past a couple of times. Could I continue, please?
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay. Now, the deal is this. If the so-called masterpieces...
Well, why do they call them the so-called masterpieces?
Suzanne, are you going to let me give you this assignment or not?
Oh, I am. I just want to...
Now then, the stress test is this. They're going to use this crane to try to tilt the structures over. If the crane topples the things over, the committee has no choice but to cease and desist from its efforts to save the webs.
The webs?
Well, they've always been called that because that's what they resemble, cobwebs. Can I go on?
By all means.
Thank you. Now, if the crane tilts these structures over onto their respective backsides, the committee is going to have to stop proclaiming these things are some sort of big stuff that has to be preserved.
Well, what happens if the crane doesn't knock these things over?
Well, first of all, Commissioner Tugmore is going to have to back off.
Oh, any particular slant of this, Lou?
What do you mean?
Well, does the Sentinel take a position? Do you want to say that the committee is right and that the commissioner is wrong?
Suzanne, I'm giving you this assignment because I want the most objective, well-balanced look the Sentinel can offer.
Is that a pun, Lou?
Go on, get out of here. Come back with something that'll tug at our throbbing heartstrings.
I'll do my best.
If you want an increase in salary, you better.
And that's just the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, The Legend of Angelo Rodino by Odie Hawkins. Our star, Hans Conried.
Your imagination is waiting. The players are ready. Act One.
I hope this test will put an end to this matter once and for all. If we permitted everybody the privilege of putting up whatever they felt like, the landscape would be cluttered with dangerous junk like this.
These structures are not junk, Commissioner. These webs are a magnificent expression of folk art. They are some of the greatest possibilities that the human spirit can seek.
Poppycock! They're unsafe, and this test will prove it beyond the shadow of a doubt.
Now what makes these structures unsafe, Commissioner?
This needless, useless test is...
This test will determine that these structures are basically unsafe, and if permitted to remain standing, will eventually wind up causing somebody a permanent headache. My job
is off of it, Commissioner. The webs are as sturdy as oak trees. Look at this.
I've already looked.
Well, what makes these structures unsafe, Commissioner?
I'm glad you asked that question, young lady. Keep those people back over there, Smithers. We don't want any accidents around here. What makes these structures unsafe? Is that your question?
Yes, sir.
Well, just look at them.
What the hell does that mean?
A commissioner.
Like I said, just look at them. Now, here you've got these three structures going up in the air. Oh, I'd say about three stories high. My deputy has the exact figure.
So you're saying that they're structurally unsafe because of their height?
Well, not exactly. What I'm saying is that they are poorly constructed. I mean, even a nincompoop could see from the general look at these structures that they were not designed to last.
Now, that strikes me as kind of weird in view of the fact that they've stood for 30-some-odd years before the commissioner came into office.
Now, what does that mean?
Just what we're talking about. Your lack of sensitivity toward artistic treasures. To suggest that these structures, this art, is about to fall is complete nonsense.
I'm happy to say that I won't have to argue with you about this. The test will prove my point.
Mr. Enbridge, why does the artistic community seem to think that these structures are so unique and important?
Well, as you can see, these three structures are unique. They represent an incredible amount of artistic energy, a sample of what the human spirit is capable of.
Balderdash.
Aside from simply being beautiful, they show what one man... With no architectural training or formal education of any type that we know about. This one man took it upon himself to create a work of love, brilliance, and artistic integrity.
Young lady, if you have no other questions, I think we can get to the business at hand.
Well, one more question, please. What exactly is the test to be made, and what will it prove?
I'm glad you asked that. Smithers, keep those people back! Now, the test has been devised by the firm of Green, Turner, and Sanders. It's a stress test, using this crane over here. Green, Turner, and Sanders has determined that these structures will not be able to withstand 5,000 pounds of pressure. They'll tilt over, as you can see in the way that they're interlocked. When one goes, they'll all go.
If they go, you mean?
We'll find out in a few minutes. Okay, Smithers, Jackson, let's clear that area there. Rev up the engine.
Oh, this is strictly off the record, Mr. Enbridge.
In that case, why don't you call me John?
Oh, John. Well, what makes you feel so confident that these webs will hold? I mean, they are beautiful, no doubt about that. But they also look very fragile.
Okay, Bob. Tilt.
They're fragile, but...
I said tilt it, Bob. I'm trying, Commissioner. What's the pressure reading?
We're up to 3,000.
Well, let's take her up to 3,005. That ought to do it.
Our organization is...
The Committee for the Preservation of Angelo Rodina's Masterpieces?
Right. We made an independent study.
I'm up to 3,005, Commissioner!
Are you sure?
I've been handling this monster for 25 years! I kind of think I ought to know how to read the gauges, Commissioner!
Oh, I'm sorry, Bob. I didn't mean
it. You want me to take up to 4,000?
Yeah, 4 ought to do it. You feel any give yet?
Well, it feels like I'm hitched up to the rock of Gibraltar.
Our study showed that the webs
are... Take her up to 4,005. That ought to do it.
Look out!
Oh, my!
Hey, watch out! You idiots are knocking cement loose!
And that isn't all that's coming loose. Is she going, Bob?
Doesn't seem to be, Commissioner. You want me to take off to the full five?
If you're really determined to knock them over, Commissioner, why don't you call for an airstrike?
Take her up to five, Bob.
You were saying that your organization has made a study?
Look at these fools. They're knocking the design patterns from their casings.
I got her up to the full five, Commissioner. Don't feel no give. Nothing at all.
Well, go on to six.
Sure you don't want to call for that airstrike, Commissioner?
Mr. Enbridge.
John.
John, you were starting to tell me about the independent study your organization has made.
And when the stress pressure mark had reached the 10,000-pound point and the crane tilted instead of the webs, it became obvious that the little guy had battled City Hall and won. The Committee for the Preservation of Angelo Rodino's Masterpieces deserves a vote of gratitude from each and every one of this city citizens. Good! It's good, Suzanne. You keep up the good work. You know, this... piece whets my appetite.
I know. Who was this Rodino guy anyway, right?
Right. Now you read me loud and clear. You get pictures if you can.
I'm on my way.
been said that life is like a maze, filled with blind turns and sudden open paths. Which is it now? The blind turn or the open path?
Some people thought that Angelo was a little crazy, you know what I mean? Maybe even I thought he was a little crack. Who knows? Here you see this middle-aged guy was about 40 when he started building the webs, climbing three stories up, plastering, bending, pushing, pulling, all this after a full day's work on his regular job. Oh, we used to drink a little vino together, you know what I mean? After work, right here at this table, as a matter of fact. Sometimes I would ask him, after we had a couple of glasses, Angelo, what are you doing? Sometimes he would just shrug his shoulders. Usually, he would just smile. Just smile, you know. After a few years, I started asking him questions. You know how it is. If a man is decided he's going to do a certain thing, you got to give him space to work in.
Well, if you could give me some idea of the impression he made on you.
Uh-huh. Well, my wife, she might say something else. Maybe some other people in this area might say something else. You know what I mean? For me, I'll say this. Angelo Rodino gave me the feeling of being near someone who had discovered a tremendous secret and he wanted to share it with the world. I think he loved the human race more than any man I ever know. Do you know what I mean? Oh, yeah. We drank a lot of vino together right here at this table.
There was really something magical about the webs. You could feel it.
All the girls used to say that.
Oh, what girls, Mr. White? Now, I was the only one you ever took for walks around the webs.
It was the custom. I don't know how it started.
What it was, honey, was a kind of courtship thing. If a guy began to really think seriously about a girl, he'd take her for walks around the webs. I don't have to tell you what it was like to be young, in love, and have the full moon shine down on you through the webs.
You ever meet anybody as romantic talking in your life?
You used to be pretty good at it yourself, Mr. White.
What do you mean, used to be?
Mr. White, during the course of these walks around the webs, did you ever see Mr. Rodino?
Oh, yes. Most times he'd be working up on the webs.
I don't know when that man slept. He'd work a regular 8-hour day and then come home, get his tools, and climb up in the web.
Well, what kind of tools did he use?
Well, he had this window washer's belt that he wore. A bucket with tools and stuff like that.
Well, I can hardly believe this, Mr. White. I mean, not that I'm doubting your word, but are you saying that Mr. Rodino only had simple tools of the sort you mentioned? And he constructed three-story towers that couldn't be pushed over by a crane applying 10,000 pounds of pressure?
Sounds unbelievable, don't it?
Well, I was there when the test was made.
We were too, honey. And we knew that the webs was going to remain standing.
Well, how did you know?
Well, first of all, we had seen him build those webs from the bottom up, from below the bottom even.
I don't quite understand.
Well, I don't guess it would harm anything now for me to say this.
Oh, to say what?
Well, Angelo was a pretty slick dude in a lot of ways.
Could you be more explicit? I mean, give me an example of what you mean.
Well, like Martha was talking about him coming from the bottom of...
From below the bottom.
From below the bottom of the...
From below the bottom?
That's exactly right. Angelo did almost as much work under those webs as he did from the top. Some days, for a week or two at a time, we wouldn't see him because he'd be underground. He'd be down there hooking up steel up to steel.
Mr. White and Mrs. White, I don't want to try to play games with you, but what you're saying to me sounds so mysterious, I don't know whether to doubt you or not. What do you mean he was hooking steel to steel?
You tell her, honey. I never have been able to explain what that man was doing.
Well, okay. It was like this. Angelo, we all called him Angelo, had figured out a way to tunnel underneath the street. What he did, number one, was to tap the city's electrical supply.
He tapped the city's electrical system?
Uh-huh. He did that for about 30-some-odd years.
He tapped the city's electrical system for 30 years?
Well, give or take a few years.
Oh, please, go on.
Well, with his tunnel system underneath the street, he needed light, right?
Well, yes, of course.
So now then, with this light, he started hooking the webs onto pipes, water mains, and stuff that ran underneath the street. Angelo even buried his old Model T Ford underneath the webs in concrete and hooked the webs onto that.
Well, I'll be damned. Sorry about that.
Yes, indeed. That man had those webs stuck to so many pipes and stuff underground, they would have had to almost till half the city over to make those things fall.
Well, one last question. Why do you think Mr. Rodino built these webs?
Well,
I'll always believe that Angelo Rodino put those webs up because of love. There was some woman in his life that none of us ever got to meet.
Well, it's true, you know, that men have been known to do weird things when they're in love.
So I've heard, Mr. White. So I've heard.
There comes a time when it might be best to wish that everything that's happening is a dream, something that will disappear once you've awakened. But often it's not a dream. It's happening. Happening to you.
Hey, Angelo! Angelo! You want to come down to eat? Maria made some enchilada.
No, Tamio. No, tonight. I'm busy. Tamio, so.
You want some vino?
Vino? I got some up here in my pocket.
Okay. I'll see you later.
Okay. Such a good friend. They see me walk up here. They want me come down and go to eat. How am I going to explain to them that nothing else matters but this? These webs, nothing matters more than these webs. Nothing has meant very much since I started doing this work. Perhaps I'm crazy. No, I'm not crazy. If I was crazy, I couldn't say that maybe I was crazy. Seashells blasted onto the outer ring. Tossing a seashell because I love the sea. I gotta make a trip down to the harbor soon for more seashells. How many shells I plastered into these frames? 50,000? 60,000? Who cares? A little taste of vino. Oh, the fires my blood. Yeah. And the city lights. How beautiful they look from here. I wonder if they can see me from downtown. Oh, of course they are, you old fool. How could they gonna see that so far away? Maybe if I put the lights around. Oh, my back hurts. I'm getting old. No matter that, because this work keeps me young. I say to the world, look at me here, a poor Italian immigrant who feels so rich inside that he has created a monument for you from the things that you throw away. A little more wine. Good. Yes, I said good. All of it said good. This wine, these webs, this life. I asked myself, Angelo Rodino, if you was not doing what you was doing, what were you going to be doing? I must be a little drunk. So much done, so much more to do. They asked me, Angelo, how you know what is right or is that right? And what will happen if this happens or that happens? What can I say to them? I don't really know anything for sure. I study the spider, in order to know how to do certain things. The spider anchors his web as well as possible. It is strong, yet is flexible. I do that. I study the master architect, the spider. Tomorrow I gotta bend more steel for the belts around the smaller web. They ask me, hey, Angelo, Why don't you use a bolt? You use a rivets. Why don't you use a scaffolding? How can I say to them, these are big equipments, stuff that's going to require lots of men to use. I'm only one. And they say, Angelo, why don't you let us help you? What can I say? Oh, sure, I need help. I want help, but what can I ask him to help me to do? I don't know myself. The spider has a great advantage over me, and he knows what he wants to do from the moment he starts till the second he finishes. Yeah. A little more wine. Some kind of little wind tonight, huh? Oh, that's going to help harden the shells in the plaster. Oh, damn it, I forgot my pipe. Oh, well, what's a pipe? Are you artist, Angelo Rodino? No artist. Me, I'm a mad little spider with a dream. A mad little spider with a dream.
Hey, Mr. Rodino!
Yeah, what do you want?
How you doing tonight?
Oh, okay, Tanya. You better watch out down there. You're going to get a piece of plaster on your head.
Don't worry, Mr. Rodino. We'll be careful.
Good. Nice kids. Nice kids. Look at them. They walk around holding their hands. Yeah, it looks serious. I think they must be in love. I wonder if my web would make them feel more in love with each other, eh? Oh, so beautiful. So beautiful. The wind. The wind talks to me. The wind, she sings in my face. I feel like maybe there's a hand touching each side of my face with the wind. Maybe it's the hand of God. Maybe it's only the vino. All these years I've spent doing this. And I wonder what they really mean. During the Second World War, they thought I was making secret antennas, something to reach out to the enemy. Fooled. How could they think that I would do anything against a country that has given me so much? America, imagine. Tomorrow I got to crush more bottles for design. And the plates. I need more plates, too. I got to be careful I don't make the neighborhood ladies going to be angry with me. You know, if their kids keep on bringing me the plates, they're going to be angry. Maybe I could go to the factory and get the broken plates that they break there. No, they wouldn't be no good. If nobody has eaten from the plates, there's no life in them. So little time. And I'm 30 years older than when I started. You got to get a move on, Rodino. Roma wasn't built in one day. But first, another small swallow of the vino, huh?
Leonard Nimoy again, and here's the fourth act of our story.
I forgot to ask, exactly how did you discover the webs?
We were doing locations for a movie project.
A movie project?
Yeah, we'd scraped up enough money to shoot what we felt would be a masterpiece, kind of surrealistic Buñuel-type thriller.
The strange thing about the whole business is that neither one of us, natives of this city, had ever heard of the webs. Can you imagine?
Yes. I suffered from the same ignorance until the day of the stress test. Can you give us some idea of what it took to bring that about, the stress test?
Well, to begin with, we became friendly with Mr. Rodino.
He was an incredible guy. The man worked like a demon. I mean, it would be hard to describe this little guy.
Little guy? I had the idea somehow that he was a lumberjack type.
No, he was about 5'3", 5'5", at the most, and probably weighed 120, dripping wet. Incredible guy.
When I said earlier that we became friendly, I don't want to give the impression that we became slap-on-the-back pals or anything. He wasn't the type.
After we'd watched him working for a few days, we asked him if it would be all right to film him at work on the webs, and he agreed, and if we kept out of his way.
We kept out of the way and film.
You have film?
We have film.
That film weighed in our favor when we began to make an effort to save the webs. Seems that some people only believe what they see.
We've come full circle. How did the Committee for the Preservation of Angelo Rodina's Masterpieces come about?
Well, I guess you could say it was a gut response to a gruesome newspaper article. They were going to destroy the webs. Mike got in touch with me the same day I saw the article. We had to do something. So, we organized.
I'm sure Mr. Rodino appreciated your aid.
Mr. Rodino was not on the scene. He'd finished his work and disappeared. No one knew where he was.
Oh, what came next?
We enlisted John Inbridge's help. Told him it was time to come out of his studio and into the streets. Talk about uphill battles. The big block was the Commissioner of Public Safety, Tugmore.
Come in, gentlemen. Please be seated. Now, I'm busy, and I'm certain you gentlemen also have other business to take care of, so let's get to the point of your visit. The webs are being torn down at the end of the month.
Commissioner, can't you see that you would be destroying a monumental example of folk art?
No, quite frankly, I can't see anything like that. What I can see is a threat to public safety. And it's my duty to prevent the public from being harmed by these structures.
Commissioner, let's be reasonable about this. I mean, can't we achieve some sort of compromise?
What exactly did you have in mind?
Well, isn't there some way we can guarantee the safety of the public and leave the webs as they are?
I would be quite happy to do exactly that, if that were possible. Of primary importance is the safety of the public.
We've collected 25,000 signatures, sir. Signatures from people in all stations of life.
The problem doesn't simply begin and end with my office. There is also the problem of an unauthorized structure on unincorporated land. In addition, the structures have violated every known building code. In effect, those webs should not be there at all.
Sir, we agree that everything you say is true. But we're asking you to make a consideration for factors that go way beyond unauthorized structures on unincorporated land and all the rest.
I couldn't possibly imagine what consideration would go beyond those points.
We're asking you to consider the idea that the webs are a once-in-a-lifetime creation of an authentic genius.
Aren't we becoming a bit over-emotional about this? Okay, so an old man decided to spend the last years of his life building up a pile of junk. Does that automatically mean that we grant him the title genius?
It is anything but a pile of junk, Commissioner. That's why we're here.
I think further discussion of this matter would be completely fruitless.
Oh, come on, Commissioner. This subject is much too important to just put aside. I don't think that I'm being impertinent or anything, but we're dealing with a work of art that will be world famous someday. I don't get the impression that you're the kind of guy who'd like to be known to history as the person who condemned a priceless work of art.
You know something? You fellas have a bunch of nerve. The kind of nerve I admire. I hate to admit it, but it's true. Okay, let's take another stab at this. You're telling me that pile of those webs are some kind of precious treasure?
Without question. They're probably one of the most unique combinations of sculpture and architecture to be found in the world.
It occurs to me that the man who built these things should be here arguing his own case. Where is he?
Mr. Rodina has disappeared. No one seems to know what happened to him.
This situation is rapidly reaching the incredible stage. Are you fellows going to try to convince me that the builder of these masterpieces has just simply disappeared and left the three of you to speak for him?
Well, sir, he didn't really ask us. We're here as representatives of all the people who believe that the webs should be preserved.
You said something about having a petition, some signatures?
25,000 of them.
That many people believe that those things should remain upright, huh?
Absolutely.
Well, now, let me see. The building permits and the unincorporated land thing, we might be able to get around, but we still have one outstanding problem.
Oh, what's that, sir?
The problem is that those webs are going to fall.
No, they're not, Commissioner, and we've made an independent study that will prove it.
We also have film that shows what kind of skeleton is underneath all the cement and decoration.
Film, you say?
Yes, sir. Film.
Of this guy's work? This I've got to see. I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes.
Now, you have to understand, Commissioner, that hour of film only covered a few weeks of Angelo Rodino at work.
I know. If he worked like that for a little longer, there's no telling what he would have come up with. Another Empire State Building.
So you agree that the structures are worth saving?
Despite the fact that I have to admit that I'm impressed, the webs still have to come down.
But why?
Because they're a hazard. They're apt to keel over on somebody any day.
Commissioner, what would you say if we offered you a demonstration that the webs are stable and will probably not fall over until the year 4,000 or later?
Well, I'd say, great, let me see the demonstration.
Ed, what in the world possessed you to agree to a mad test like this?
You really want to know?
I do.
Faith.
Faith, Ed?
Yes, faith. I just happen to believe, after watching that little guy work, that no power on earth could possibly push those webs over.
So this is how the stress test came about?
More or less.
We could see that the commissioner was trying his best to go with us, but he needed a peg, something that would cover him. The stress test was it. But we weren't taking any chances. We decided that Ed and I would trip off to the Capitol to dragoon some of our more artistically inclined politicians into some kind of support for our cause while the test was going on.
My job was to stay on the scene and harass the commissioner a bit.
Well, now that we're looking at this matter in retrospect, let me ask, were any of you guys in doubt about the web standing up under pressure?
The truth?
The utter and absolute truth.
I was scared to death. All I could think was, these idiots are going to destroy one of the greatest works what man has ever built.
Yeah, I have to admit, I felt a little, well, let's just call it terror.
Well, I knew they were going to be okay. I just knew it.
What a funny feeling I got, reading about the different things that were happening because of the webs. It was like I was reading about something I never had nothing to do with. A lot of people over here, they say, hey, we got to keep these things standing up. A lot of people over here, they say, hey, we got to knock these things over. Yeah, I got a smile reading about these things. It was like I was a ghost. People, how funny they are. Nobody seemed to care very much when I was building the webs. And when all the work is done, they care.
We still had problems, even after the test, after the decision had been made to allow them to continue to exist. Number one, we had to track someone down who'd signed some kind of proclamation stating that the webs were under the protection of the state. Yeah, we couldn't get it.
You couldn't get it? Not even after the test?
Nope. Simple as that. From being a block, the good commissioner, bless his stubborn soul, became one of our supporters. He ran a lot of interference for us, but in the end, we wound up becoming the administrators and caretakers until last year.
It gives me great pleasure to stand before this group today to proclaim the webs of Mr. Angelo Rodino a state treasure. And furthermore,
is this the same turkey who threw us out of his office 6 months ago?
The same turkey.
We are not often privileged to be able to say we were there in the beginning. Thank you.
That's one of the things I love about politicians. They can always make you feel that they're leading, even when they've been following all the while.
Oh, that's great, Suzanne. You may get that raise yet. You keep up the good work. It's only one thing missing.
I know, the elusive Mr. Rodino.
Yeah.
I'm hot on his trail. But first, I have a date to take a walk around the web.
You got a date to do what?
I've got a date to take a walk around the web. I'll explain it to you one day.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Let's see if we can't get a personal interview with Rodino for the Sunday supplement, huh?
I'll do my best. Mrs. White was right. There is a kind of magic about the webs, with the moonlight shining through.
Suzanne, there's something very important I'd like to tell you.
Yes, John.
I know where Angelo Rodino is.
You do? Where? Let's go see him.
I thought we could pay him a visit on our honeymoon. He's in Italy.
Honeymoon? Italy?
I realize all of this is rather sudden, but...
No, but when do we leave?
The week after the ceremony.
There was a days and a nights when I felt the weight so heavy of what I was doing that I was crying tears of joy. There was those people who said I was crazy. Hey, they said, what are you doing? And because I couldn't answer them, these people are going to say, is it crazy? What a shame that people always got answers. Don't they realize there are no answers for certain things?
Well, look who's back. Come on, did you get the scammer Rodino, Mrs. Imbridge?
I did, in a sense.
Come on, Suzanne, what happened? You've been gone 3 weeks, Giv.
Well, we were directed to this village called Quaint in the travel folder.
Uh-huh.
We were directed to an old-fashioned stone house 5 miles beyond the village, and
there
we met Mr. Angelo Rodino.
Great! Now, what did he say? What motivated him to build the webs?
We never found out.
What?
We rented a room in the local hotel and paid him a visit every day for 2 weeks. But he never had time to give me an interview. He was very busy building something. Looks like a pyramid of some kind.
Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, The Legend of Angelo Rodino, was written by Odie Hawkins and produced and directed by Livia Granito. Your host was Leonard Nibor. Our star was Hans Conried. Featured in the cast were Robin Braxton, Robert Doki, Jack Crucian, Marvin Miller, Helen Barton, David Downing, and Byron Kane. John Harlan speaking. Associate Director of Mutual Radio Theater is Ken McManus. Sound effects were created by Bud Tollefson. Mark Trella is Production Supervisor. Recording Engineer, Hal McDonald. Music Editor, Lee Ringette. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CBI. Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you in part by Serta Perfect Sleeper Mattresses and Foundations, with the top comfort and deep support for firmness that feels good. And that's a healthy investment in yourself.
This is Lorne Green. Join us again next Monday at this time for another new and original radio play about America's past. ¶¶
Christmas.